Moving on to item 14, considering a resolution calling a public hearing on Friday, August 23rd, 2024, during the 9:00 AM regular Metro Board meeting at the admin offices here at 110 Vernon Street regarding these zero fare programs. I'll turn it to John.
Morning.
Morning.
So this item is just calling the hearing to get comments at the next meeting and potentially adopt a zero fare program. There's no proposal that we're giving before you today. There's one in the budget packet that was just presented, which I believe was for 2 years. Is that one year? So I think we're still working out the timing. If it's going to start in September of this year, I think we should delay for next year. But basically, because it's a change to our fare policy, we need to open up a public comment period to enact zero fare policy.
Director Rodkin.
When this came up at our last meeting, issue was raised very briefly. The question of UCS students with free fare program, we're not anticipating just, you know, stop going to university for the equivalent of fare, or they're not equivalent. And the answer was, in terms of why would they keep paying when everybody else gets free ride, or just there's a fare that's free ride, was that they get a level of frequency that's not enjoyed by others in the system. And I think that's a good partial answer to the question. But in terms of transparency, UCSD is not in session at all. There's 30 students sitting around here. We should find some mechanism to see that they're at least representative of that meeting. And as a student government body, if somebody, they have, you could have a transportation committee, I'm not sure about that. And at least they should be able to be present, raise any concerns they have about this, because otherwise they're going to come back, we're going to decide what we decide in August, and they're going to open out up the back, and it's been made, and they, you know, there's no transparency at all for them. They're backing up cities during the summer.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you work with that, figure out, you know, what proper route to contact us, but the students should have influence at that meeting.
Yeah, that's a great point. And speaking a little bit out of term, but there's not any particular urgency to hold the hearing in August if there is a desire to change it to September or October. You know, we've done the free fare periods in the past. So if we did want to launch a free fare period temporary with the service change in September, we could do that, come back and hold a hearing for a longer term zero fare program. I think that would be fine. Because we've done these free fare, zero fare periods in the past. On the contract for transit services, yeah, we have a contract for transit service with UCSC. It's around $5 million per year. It funds the additional service that we provide to the campus. It's funding that service. If there's a reduction in that, it's a dollar for dollar reduction in the service that we provide to the campus. So that's kind of
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's a great point that if we're considering this change, we should do it at a time.
We should get started early on this really difficult question talking about it. The idea that we could then, before we actually implement it, have another meeting where the students could actually be, you know, present and some larger numbers that they're concerned about.
Yeah, well, I think
I'm trying to stir up the course necessary because I think we need to have their payment as part of the system. They can't make this work without it. That's not the argument here, but it's they need to know what's going on about it so we can blindside them.
Yeah, well, we could entertain a suggestion to postpone the hearing. Still open it in August, but maybe not make a final decision until September, not call the action until September. Call the question. I think there's flexibility. Yeah. Thanks for the comment.
All right. Any further questions from the board? Okay. Seeing that, we will open public comment on this item. We don't.
This resolution. Oh, sorry. It's just on the resolution, not just the public comment.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, actually, to make a point for that, I'm representing the students. I'm going to be one of the vice presidents for our student union assembly at UCSC. And so I'm going to be vice president of student life, basically the fares for buses and all that. And so if you guys are down, I would be really open to having that like communication between the school and between you guys with the Metro Board. And yeah, my name's Nicolas Robles, by the way. It's great to hear that coming from you guys and wanting to hear that like student input. And yeah, I guess that's what I wanted to say so far. If we can have further discussions, that would be great.
Anytime you should definitely meet John Herger. compensation.
Yeah.
And what was your name again, please?
Nicolas Robles. Yeah. Thank you, yes.
Thank you.
Hi. I just will also add that we have an advisory committee for TAPS, ACCTP, and maybe they could also have better communication with Metro. Like, John could do a presentation and, like, have a public hearing there as well to get, to just have better communication with them. But I agree there should be, like, just across the board, like, better communication with students in Metro and, like,
resolution calling a public hearing on Friday, August 23rd.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Director Rotkin and a second from Director Koenig. Roll call vote, please.
Director Brown.
Aye.
Director Down.
Aye.
Director Dutra.
Aye.
Director Koenig.
Aye.
Director Lind.
Aye.
Director McPherson.
Aye.
Director Newsom.
Aye.
Director Pegler.
Aye.
Director Kedros Carter.
Aye.
And Director Rotkin.
Aye.
And the motion passes.
Great, thank you. We'll go now to our CEO oral report. Great, thank you.